This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For a very brief minute this weekend, the American election cycle is going to drop down just a little bit in the headlines. Taiwan holds elections for a new president and legislature tomorrow, balloting that will have outsized geopolitical importance from the outside. Anyway, in Taiwan, though, a lot of voters, young ones in particular, are prioritizing other things, as Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports now from Taipei.
On a sunny day, the governing Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP, holds a political rally in central Taipei. Dozens of people trickle to the stage as the DPP's campaign song plays. An elderly man with a purple balloon is dancing. He runs on the spot, strikes a pose, shuffles to the side, strikes another pose. People at the rally are certainly young at heart, but not young. So, for the voice of youth, I head to the trendy shopping district of Ximending, where I meet Zeng Yuya. She's 25, and she says she hasn't been paying attention to the election campaign, but says she might still vote.
I'll likely vote for the candidate who talks about improving the economy and increasing salaries.
Because, she says, the cost of living is always going up.
This lunch spot I go to used to charge $1.60 for a bento box, but over the last 2 years, it's gone up by 40% to over $2.
Down the street, about a dozen members of an opposition party, the Taiwan People's Party, belt out a campaign song. A volunteer holds up a poster in front of us. It says Taiwan should be prepared for a war, but shouldn't provoke one. Young people here are worried about the prospects of a war with China, but they say bread and butter issues are just as important. We speak to a chef who will only give his surname, Lan.
The service sector pays people far too little. The salary for high-tech workers is much higher. The gap between the rich and poor is growing. More and more people can't afford to rent. I hope the new president will build some more social housing.
Guo Jinghan wants to know what the next president might do for the tech sector. He says some tech firms in Taiwan have already cut staff, or they're on a hiring freeze, in part because U.S.-China tensions have meant fewer orders.
When the U.S. imposes chip sanctions on mainland China, our exports to China diminish. Less work means fewer staff.
His girlfriend, Lina Sun, still hasn't decided how to vote. She says, sure, there are differences between the parties, but they're not making their positions clear on the big issues.
I think many candidates have avoided the topic of Taiwan cutting ties with mainland China.
The main opposition party, the Kuomintang, is seen as pro-Beijing, but even it isn't calling for unification with China. College student Lin Changming longs to hear substance from the candidates.
Most party candidates aren't talking about how their platforms can improve Taiwan. Instead, they're yelling about how bad the other parties and their candidates are.
Zhang Shuqing is majoring in logistics. She wishes politicians would do more for students who are struggling.
Some parents help with school fees. That's not easy for them. So we need to find our own pocket money. I want to concentrate on my studies, but instead I end up studying and working at the same time. It's exhausting being a student.
So exhausting, in fact, she hasn't been following the election news. Perhaps she'll vote, she says, if she has the day off from work. In Taipei, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.